End of one here in the regional championship football game at Fisher Field. Lafayette, Jeff, 7, Warsaw, nothing. But the Tigers have second and goal from the 3-yard line. And now they switch and go toward the north end of Fisher Field. Looking to draw even with the number 2 team in 5A. Ball in the middle of the field, right at the big hash mark where they would put it if Warsaw was going for 2. Duncan behind Sullivan. Brock left, Egoff right on the halfbacks. And it's going to be a give up the middle. Duncan gets close to the goal line. He did not get in. He got 2 yards. He needed 3. It'll be third down and goal from the 1.
I always like how referees come in and spot the ball on the 6-inch line or the 2-foot line. When there's just a massive humanity there. There's no real, you know.
Well, you hope that before there's a massive humanity, they saw where the guy's forward progress was stopped. Third down and 1. It's a full yard. Sullivan takes a look around at the Jeff defense. Takes the snap, and he keeps it, and he dives into the end zone, and it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Actually, that's Brody Duncan on
Brody?
Brody Duncan on the carry for the Tigers. He scores, and Warsaw has drawn within a point with 11:19 left to play here in the first half.
I think both of us were a little confused as to who exactly.
Well, because Sullivan dove into the end zone.
Right.
And that's what threw me off, and he's running away from me. I couldn't see the ball. I never saw the ball at all. Smythe for the point after, and he drives it up, and it's good. We're tied. 11:19 left to play first half. Warsaw 7, Jeff 7. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 55 yards on the scoring drive for the Tigers. 4 minutes and 11 seconds elapsed. Warsaw has tied the game at 7 with 11:19 left to play here in the first half. Duncan officially on of the carry. Gets the touchdown, a 1-yard run for Brody. And Smythe with the extra point. Remember, they certainly can run the kickoff back. Smythe is going to dribble it down the field, and it's going to be a scramble for it. Warsaw says they've got it. Lafayette Jeff says they've got it. Who's got the ball? Warsaw's got the ball! Warsaw's got the ball. Brody Duncan came out of there with it. Warsaw with their own onside kick, and the Tigers have a chance at midfield to take the lead. Hello.
Unbelievable play call there. You know, the ball has to travel 10 yards, and I was just from up here willing that ball to go to that 10th yard because it went 10 yards exactly. That was a heck of a play there by Brody.
Unbelievable. And here comes the Warsaw offense onto the field once again. That's how you keep.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Lafayette Jeff, they didn't seem ready for that. I may be wrong. Film will tell, but it didn't feel like they were quite ready for that.
I agree with you.
Because somebody, they had people there. They should have had somebody run up and just take it. From the 50 with 11:19 left to play. They're going to pitch it left. Davis turns upfield with blockers. He's to the 45. He's to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 8. That's the first time the pitch play has worked correctly. And Warsaw with a good gain on first down. And that's how you beat a team like this. Andy, you get 6 or 7 yards on first down. You can do a lot of things against this defense.
Absolutely. And, you keep pummeling them up the middle, and then you do one of those rocket toss sweeps to the left or right, and it goes.
Now Warsaw hurries to the line of scrimmage, and they jumped offsides. Offsides will be called here against Lafayette Jeff.
Should be a first down.
And it will be a first down for the Tigers. They brought an extra defensive lineman in. It was Chris Hardy that jumped way too soon. 10:48 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with the ball in a 7-7 game, working toward the north end of Fisher Field. First and 10 from the 37-yard line of the Broncos. Sullivan under center. Takes the snap, keeps it, pushes forward, and then gets pushed back. He'll get a yard to the 36-yard line, and that's all. There were 3 Broncos that ganged up on him to push him back. Diego Garcia was part of that trio, second down and 9 for Warsaw. 8-3, finished tied for second in the Northern Lakes Conference behind the Concord Minutemen, tied with Mishawaka at 5-2. Lafayette Jeff went undefeated in the NCC and won that league. Second down. Sullivan under center. Option play left this time. He'll keep it. He gets hit hard and goes down inside the 35. They'll mark him at the 32-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 4 yards in the play, and he'll set up third down and about 4 coming up for the Tigers.
In those last two plays, it's kind of been the first two times I've seen tonight that the Lafayette Jeff interior defensive line has made a little bit of inroads against our offensive line. Let's see if that trend continues.
Well, usually when that happens, usually then they'll call something that will lead Sullivan to the outside. Nope, he's going to keep it. He turns upfield. He's got a lot of room inside the 30, down to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 8 and another first down for Warsaw with 9:09 left to play in the first half, and Warsaw and Jeff tied at 7.
So we've seen that play approximately 200 times this fall where Drew just fakes it and just runs left. He was crouched over for the last 6 yards just expecting somebody to hit him, and he stayed up for the full 8 yards.
Two wide out, two wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field. Sullivan from the left hash mark stands up, and he'll adjust the play. Now he ducks back under center. And it's a handoff up the middle, and it is Brody Duncan on the carry, and he gets to the 20-yard line. 4 more yards. We wanted if Warsaw could run the ball, Andy, and so far they are running the football against Lafayette Jeff.
So far, so good. You know, like I mentioned earlier, just a little bit earlier, the push that Lafayette Jeff made, but that was a really good push there by our offensive line. It's kind of like a give and take there. And, boy, if we can keep getting those 4 or 5 yards up the middle, those outside pitch plays are going to work as well.
Egoff and Brock go wide to the right. They bring in an extra guy as a tight end. Davis, the only wing, he's to the right. Play clock at 7 as Sullivan goes under center. Drew takes the snap up the middle again, and whistle sound and flags fly once again. And Warsaw again with another false start. Somebody moving just a little bit early.
Yeah.
Someday I'll get gutsy and I'll tell you why Warsaw gets more of those kinds of penalties than others. I'm sworn to secrecy, and I like Bart Curtis, and I like the fact that Bart Curtis likes me, and so I'm just not going to say. Second down now and 11 for the Tigers. Backed up to the 25-yard line. Warsaw needs to get to the 14 to get a first down. Under 8 minutes left to play here in the opening half. Warsaw with an onside kick after scoring a touchdown and now looking for the lead. Sullivan. Under center, rolling right. It's a pass play. Throws it out, and it's incomplete. Intended for Quentin Brock at the 15-yard line. He was well covered on the play by Ben Riva, and it'll be third down and 11.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot there for Drew to get that ball in. It was a good throw, just good defense there by that Lafayette Jeff defender.
He threw it the only place that anything good could happen.
Yeah.
Drew got a hand on it, but he was not open. Now it's third down 11. Warsaw is in field goal range. It would be a long field goal. From here, it would be about 42 yards. But we know that even on a cold night like tonight, Smythe can make them from that far. Back to two wings. There goes Brock in motion and whistle sound. And Warsaw took timeout. Okay. Timeout, Tigers. 7:40 left to play in the half. Warsaw 7, Lafayette Jeff 7. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Girls basketball team off to a good start. They're 3-0 in a season where expectations are through the roof high. They will be back at home tomorrow night against Huntington North. We'll be on the air starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The JV game begins at 6. So we hope you'll join us in person.
It was a good third quarter last night.
31-9. They outscored Fort Wayne Snyder.
Wow.
31-9. Brooke Winchester with 8 of those 31 points, and she officially has signed her letter of intent to go to Ball State to play basketball. Third down 11, Tigers from the 26. Sullivan, play action fake, back to throw, looking, lobs it up, got a man open, and got him, and he's caught it! Touchdown, Tigers! Touchdown, Warsaw! Quentin Brock with the touchdown! A beautiful throw by Sullivan. They ran the wheel route, Andy. They haven't run that correctly all year, but they find the right time to do it.
And we had one of those slot receivers coming back this way to the opposite side to draw the safety over the top. You know, the safety over the top's got to guard him, which left one-on-one with Quentin Brock, and Quentin beat his man, and just a great throw and great catch, and that's a touchdown for Warsaw.
Play action fake was spectacular.
Oh, absolutely.
It was so good. Smite now to make it a 7-point Tiger lead. Snap, spot, kick is up, kick is good. Warsaw 14, Lafayette Jeff 7. 7:33 left to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, I don't know about you, Andy, but the most asked question of me this week is, can they do it? Right? Can they do it? And there was no need to clarify who we were talking about. Everybody was talking about the football team. Can they do it? Well, they're doing it. They're up 14-7 on Lafayette Jeff with 7:33 left to play in the first half. Now, they just did an onside kick. Lafayette Jeff now has three guys deep back at the goal line. And Smythe is going to kick this one high and deep, and it will be taken inbounds, the one-yard line. This is Van Ostrom, who ran it back big last week, and he's going to be tackled inside the 10-yard line here on this one. Matthew Flores Ortega and Ethan Egoff on the stop for Warsaw. And the Broncos are backed up, and they will start officially at the 9-yard line, down by 7.
So that was either bad blocking on the part of Lafayette Jeff or good pursuit on our behalf, or a combination of both, because there were five or six guys that just converged on that kickoff returner, and he had nowhere to go, just a sea of humanity with black jerseys.
Well, let's see if the Tigers can get a stop here, get the Broncos. The Broncos in a spot they haven't been in much as they throw the pass to the near side. It is caught inbounds by Kavion Campbell. He gets out past the 15 to the 16. That's a gain of 7, second down and short coming up for the Broncos. And again, they run right to the line of scrimmage. And their intention is not to stand there and wait. They're going as soon as everybody's ready. Crowder fakes the handoff, throws it left, got a man open. That is a man that I think is Omar Williams. We'll check it. No, that is the running back, Marquise Adkins, who made the catch. He stopped for no gain. And it's third down and 3. Oh, and Warsaw jumped off sides. Grady Nelson, as football coaches like to say, did not hold his water.
Did not.
And that'll give the Broncos 5 free yards and a free first down out to the 21-yard line.
Yep, that's you as a defensive lineman, you're always coached to watch that ball, and sometimes that's easier said than done.
The sixes and the eights on their uniforms are a little hard to tell sometimes. Crowder pump fakes. Now he's going to take off and run. Gets hit at the 20, got away, and goes into the Lafayette bench at the 22-yard line. So that would be a gain of a yard. It'll be second down and 9 with 6:49 left to play in the first half. Warsaw leading 14-7.
A little bit better pursuit for the Warsaw Tiger defense this drive.
Crowder with Adkins next to him. Quick throw near side. Ball wobbles all the way here. And a receiver is going to be hit and dropped at the 20-yard line. Again, that is Adkins on the catch. Drop for loss back to the 20. It's a loss of 2, and it's third down and 11.
Just see where that, see where he came from there, from all the way from that safety position to make that tackle. Great instincts and great read.
Adkins runs in motion to the left. Crowder takes the snap, looking left, fires quick one over the middle, and it's caught. No, it's dropped. It's dropped. Pass intended for Van Ostrand at the 35-yard line, and Tristan Wilson took him out at the knees, and we have illegal motion against Lafayette Jeff. And Bart Curtis is waving his arms as hard as he can and says, no, we'll take fourth down. And here comes the punt team on for Lafayette Jeff. So the Tigers get their stop after giving up a first down. And here come the Warsaw fans to their feet. Warsaw going to get the ball perhaps outside their 40-yard line. They've had two drives, both started out past the 40.
And credit Tristan there with that tackle. If he hadn't made that tackle, the receiver there for Lafayette Jeff would have made that catch.
Garrido has only punted 15 times this season, but his punts have been good, 38.7. standing at his 7. High step, it goes through his hands. It's going to go back into the end zone, and the Tigers are going to fall on it. It's still loose, and the Tigers have scored. Touchdown, Tigers. Touchdown, Tigers. Daylon Fitzpatrick ran back and grabbed it about 8 yards deep in the end zone. And a special teams touchdown for Warsaw, and they're up 20-7.
So it's just a high snap. Punter there for Lafayette. Jeff just couldn't jump high enough to get it. Went through his hands. Great pursuit in the end zone to get that football and to score a touchdown. Put us up 21-7.
That goes as a fumble, Austin, just so that you know. Actually, we'll take some time during this timeout and go through all of that. And the snap, the spot, the kick by Smythe is low, but it's good. 21-7 Warsaw. 6:10 left to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. You know, I didn't know if a game could get crazier than last week, Andy. I think we're on our way. We're on our way to this one right now.
Yeah, it's been incredible. A recovered onside kick, high snap.
Daylon Fitzpatrick recovers it in the end zone. What a fall he's had. This is the way his fall, I'm sure he thought, was going to go.
I don't think I've ever heard Fisher Field as loud as we just experienced the last couple minutes.
Well, the only comparable time you can go back to was that game 5 years ago here against Penn.
Yep.
High, short kick. It's going to bounce at the 20-yard line. Takes a funny bounce. Going to be picked up at the 22-yard line and carried out to the 27. Good coverage by the Tigers. What a turn of events here. 6:06 left to play here in the third quarter, or the second quarter, and Warsaw has a 21-7 lead.
And you can definitely tell adjustments have been made on our defensive side as far as identifying plays from Lafayette Jeff and then just making pursuits. And like we talked about in the pregame, making tackles in open spaces. I go back to that last drive before that botched punt there by Lafayette Jeff. Just Tristan making that trek all the way from his safety position all the way over to the right side of that Lafayette Jeff side and just to make a tackle in open space.
And the Broncos, I don't know if they've been down 14 points at any point all year. Crowder, a little crossing route, some space, 35, 40, still going and still going. Out ahead of the pack, 40. They'll never catch Atkins. He's going to go all the way and score a touchdown. Warsaw hit him 3 or 4 times but could not bring him down. And Atkins goes 73 yards on the little screen pass. And Lafayette Jeff has taken the momentum back in the football game.
So right when I was saying there about tackling an open space.
Yeah.
I think we missed 3 or 4 there.
So now Garrido to try to make it a 7-point game. With 5:51 left, second quarter. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is inside the left upright. Oh, it's no good. It was above the crossbar, above the upright. It's no good. So it remains 21-13 Tigers with 5:51 left to play in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness back here at Fisher Field. The kick went above the above the upright. We assumed it was good, but it was definitely hooking
he
left.
He hooked it left. Yep.
And so Warsaw will maintain an 8-point lead with 5:51 left to play here in the first half. Stay tuned coming up at halftime. First half scoring, local news, first half stats, scores from their games from our good friend Steve back at the radio station. Quentin Brock had a big kickoff return, 42 yards last time out. And they'll drive this one high and deep, and this one will send Tucker Reed back into the end zone. Touchback, first down and 10, Warsaw from their own 20 with 5:51 left to play in the first half, and Warsaw's lead is 21-13.
We'd like to see another 5 minute and 51 second drive there.
Absolutely.
Keep them off the field.
Well, and remember, Snyder.
That was last night.
Yeah, it was. Jeff won the toss and deferred, so the Broncos will get the ball to start the third quarter. comes the Warsaw offense on the field, operating from the middle of the field at the 20-yard line, first down and 10. Sullivan with two wideouts, both to the right. And it's going to be Sullivan, and he's going to push forward, and he's going to get 4 yards out to the 24-yard line. Even if Warsaw doesn't score, just to run this 5 minutes and 40 seconds off and keep their offense from getting it and getting the two-for-one that we talk about during basketball season would be a benefit.
I'm with you there.
Second down and 6. Again, the winner plays either Valparaiso or Merrillville. If it's Valpo, we're going there if the Tigers win. And if it's Merrillville, they're coming here. Second and 6. Sullivan, option play up the middle. Oh, spinning and turning. Brody Duncan wouldn't go down. And he's got a first down out to the 31-yard line after he gained 7 yards. We've seen that more from him in the last 3 weeks. Especially go back to the Northwood game. Remember, he fumbled on the first play from scrimmage. He's been pretty good ever since.
Absolutely. Because that was a play there where he probably should have only had a 2-yard gain. Just that extra effort.
Warsaw with another first down out to the 31-yard line. 4:50 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads Lafayette Jeff 21-13. And there's another offsides against the defense. That's that same guy, isn't it?
Yep. And he's out of the game.
It is. And he's going to go take a seat. On his path to the bench, he is going to be scolded. I'll just let you know that.
Yeah, that's a situation where you do that and you come out of the game. You on the football sideline, you try to avoid that head coach as much as you can.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Head coach will always find you, though. Trust me.
That doesn't help, and it doesn't work.
Trust me.
First down and 5 from the Tiger 36. Sullivan takes it, runs forward, and gets pushed back. How far would they give him? They'll give him a yard to the 37-yard line. That was Campbell on the stop for Lafayette Jeff. Uh-oh. And Sullivan's walking off the field. Sullivan is walking off the field for the Tigers. And Quentin Brock, they're trying to rip off his gloves so that he can get out there and play quarterback. Play clock at 20. And I think that they're going to take their time here.
Yep, they are.
Play clock is at 13, and Bart Curtis is going to hold Quentin Brock on the sidelines because he doesn't want to rush him out there. He wants to take his time, and he'll take his second timeout. 3:53 left to play in the half. Warsaw 21 and Lafayette Jeff 13. We're back here in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. All right, so what just happened in that 30 seconds, whatever was wrong with Drew Sullivan, he's declared himself fit and ready to go back in the game. But I think Quentin Brock is going to at least run this next play.
Yeah.
And Sullivan's coming off the field. It's a hand issue for Drew. Again, he's talking to anybody that will listen over there, including Jeremy Kappas, saying, I can do this. It's second down and 3 coming up for Warsaw. 3:52 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads Lafayette Jeff 21-13. Option play left. Duncan breaks a tackle, gets the 40, got a first down. Out past the 41-yard line to the 40, almost the 43-yard line. They'll mark him at the 42. It's a 5-yard gain for Duncan and a first down for Warsaw with 3:47 left in the half.
Did you see that assist by Quentin there?
Yeah.
Hey, push him forward for two yards.
A little bit of a hip assist. Sullivan back in the game. I don't know, because they took timeout, whether he had to stay off the field for one play or not.
We'll find out.
Quentin Brock certainly capable of running one play, let alone a whole game. Sullivan back in there. Keeps it. Turns upfield. He's got room to run. He's out near midfield. There is a flag down, however, back at the 45-yard line of the Tigers. And Warsaw is backing up. It'll be holding against Warsaw. So wipe out a gain of 7 yards and make it first down and 20 with 3:19 left to play here in the half. 5-yard penalties, a lot easier for this offense to work with. The 10-yard penalties that make it first and 20 make it a lot more difficult.
Well, if you're going to get a holding call as an offensive lineman, you might as well get your money's worth. And I'm not sure who was credited with the hold, but it was pretty much a tackle.
Okay. Listen. Like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, these five guys that are working this game, I trust them as much as any five guys you can find in the state of Indiana. They said it's holding. I got no problem with it.
It was holding.
Ball backed up to the 35-yard line of the Tigers now. First down. Officially, it's 17. Sullivan up the middle, dunk it. Oh, he got hit hard. He got a couple yards. Actually, they give him 1 yard to the 38. It'll be second down and 15 coming up for the Tigers. Brody took one right in the left hip.
Yeah.
3 minutes left to play in the half. Warsaw with one timeout left. Lafayette Jeff's got all three of theirs, and let's see how Pat Shanley wants to handle that. If he gets Warsaw stopped and anything less than third and two or three, he might start taking them. Sullivan takes a snap, option play, pitches back. Davis turns upfield 40, 45, ran into a pile of players, some for both teams, and he'll get out past the 45-yard line to the 48-yard line. It sets up third down and four with 2:25 left, and the clock continues to run. And now we have a stoppage, and we have an injured Tiger, and that is Davis. Davis carried the ball, and I think, well, he's pointing down to his leg. I thought maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him because that was quite a collision. But he is being checked out at the 46-yard line. Third down and four coming up for the Tigers. 2:21 left to play here in the half.
And that was a good option play to the left and a good pitch there by Drew, but you're right. He got hit hard by, I think, three Lafayette Jeff defenders. They pursued well.
Well, there was a blocker in the middle of that pack, too. And Evan just kind of ran right into the middle of all of them. And Evan is up. Oh, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
He is putting very little weight on his right leg. So Tucker Reed into the game. We haven't seen Tucker quite as much lately. Davis will come over and hop up on the table. Third down and four. Critical play in the football game with Warsaw leading 21-13 and 2:21 left in the half. Warsaw needs to keep this drive going to keep Lafayette Jeff's offense off the field and give them a chance to score before halftime because they get the ball to start the third. Sullivan. Option play. Keeps it. Turns upfield. Got it. Works down to Moore. He breaks a tackle. 35-30 near sideline. 25 and out of the 20-yard line. Let's see where they officially take him down. They will mark him right at the 20-yard line. What a big gain. That is a 32-yard run for Drew Sullivan. And we have not seen big plays from this running offense this season.
Yep, and that was a good, you know, off to the left, off tackle to the left. Great blocking, great perimeter blocking by the receivers for Warsaw. And just great want-to by Drew. And he stiff-armed that Lafayette Jeff defender for about 10 yards.
By the way, the play clock has stopped working at the north end of Fisher Field. The one at the south end is working. Sullivan from the 20, ball in the near hash mark. Drew takes a long time. And he gets the play off. And now, no, he did not get the play off. Sullivan's looking over at the play clock. And he took too long to get it off. And Bart Curtis is pointing at the play clock at the far end. I will tell you that when I got here at 5 o'clock today, that play clock was not functioning correctly. Now, the officials can't do anything about that now, except to turn both play clocks off. And I think that Justin Shippey is going to come over and talk with the line judge on this side. And I think he's going to relay to Bart Curtis to tell them to turn the play clocks off. Remember, most football fields 25 years ago didn't have two play clocks.
Right.
And so there is a function for this. The official in the back, which would be back by the Warsaw goal line, or by the goal line where Warsaw is going, will kind of count like a basketball referee on an inbounds play. That's how you know you have less than 5 seconds.
Okay.
So that helps the quarterback. It doesn't help him as much as if the clock was working. But they are going to do their best with what they have. It's first and 15 after the delay of game penalty. He moves the ball back to the 25. 1:34 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw leading Lafayette Jeff 21-13. Sullivan, heavy offense on the left. An extra lineman in there on the left side. Reed in for Davis on a wing to the right. They'll send him in motion. They'll hand off up the middle, and it's Duncan. He gets those 5 yards back to the 20-yard line. 1:28 left to play in the half. That was Skoden on the tackle for Lafayette Jeff. Second down and 10. Warsaw with one timeout left and 1:15 left on the clock. They're in field goal range. A field goal would put them up by 11. I think that would be the best-case scenario here.
Absolutely.
If Warsaw doesn't score a touchdown, run this thing all the way down to zero and kick a field goal, and run to the halftime with a lot of positive feelings. Sullivan fakes the pass, throws it down the middle of the field for Egoff, and it's going to be over his head and incomplete. Egoff got tied up with somebody at the line of scrimmage, didn't break off cleanly. Drew's got to throw it. He can't wait. And so it'll be third down and 10 now from the 24 of the Tigers. From here, it would be a 37-yard field goal for Mason Smythe, and he's 1-for-1 from that distance.
Yeah, I think Drew did as good as he could have, considering the circumstances. And I'm with you. I'm surprised that Lafayette Jeff hasn't used either of their timeouts. I know the clock stopped right now, but I'm surprised they still have two in their back pocket.
Yeah. They have three in their back pocket. They haven't taken any.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep. I was misreading the scoreboard there.
Third down and 10. Sullivan takes the snap, going to fake, going to throw it over the middle, and whistles and flags fly again. False start against the Tigers. Oh, and guess what? Grady Nelson was running down the hash marks wide open. That's a touchdown without the penalty.
We've seen that a couple times this half. Just some penalties at inopportune times.
Is that four, Austin? Four false start penalties or three? Three off false start penalties. No, it is four.
Just
four. Well, it's three because one of those was a defensive penalty and one holding penalty. Third down at 15. Clock with 50 seconds left on it. Tigers lead by 8. I'd be tempted to run here and make the clock run. Sullivan on the counter play. Up the middle, Tucker Reed, and Reed will get the 5 yards back again to the 20-yard line, and it will be fourth down, and the Tigers will send the field goal unit on with 42 seconds left, and Lafayette Jeff will take their first timeout. We'll keep it here as the Tigers line up for the field goal, which will be a 37-yard try. The wind is blowing. It's kind of from left to right. It's not hurting Smythe on this kick. It's not even really blowing hard enough to push the ball much.
No.
As golfers would say, you're not going to give up the hole on this one.
No. He can go straight through.
Important kick coming up for sure. Warsaw can score here to make it 24-13 at halftime. That would be huge. By the way, there's a maintenance crew standing by at the ready at the north end of Fisher Field to work on that play clock during the halftime. And again, that play clock was acting up as soon as they turned the clock on. The fact that it worked almost all the way to halftime was a little bit surprising. Smythe and field goals this season, 4 out of 5 from this distance, which is between 20 and 30. I'm sorry, between 30 and 40 is 1-for-1. Haubegger to snap it back. Vilma to hold it. Smythe to put his foot to it. There's the snap. Spot is down. Kick is away. Plenty of distance, and it is no good. He missed it wide right. The Tigers come up empty. And Lafayette Jeff's got the ball with 37 seconds left to play here in the first half.
That didn't seem like a normal Mason Smythe field goal attempt. It just kind of went up in the air and didn't. It wasn't like typically he drives that ball through the uprights. That one just kind of seemed. I don't know if he might have miskicked it, but just drifted off to the right there and didn't really have anything behind it.
Again, as we golfers like to say, he chunked that one.
And he might have.
He got under that one.
He did.
Automatically, the ball comes to the 20-yard line after the missed field goal. Low snap for Crowder. He's looking. He'll fire it on the run. He fires it wide, incomplete. Pass intended on the near side for the running back Adkins, but the pass was way behind him. And it's going to be second down and 10, 32 seconds left. And again, Lafayette Jeff has two timeouts. They'll go two wides on the near side, one on the far. They have a tight end of the game as well. Crowder back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. He's looking down the field. He's going to throw it out to the far side. The guy who caught it with his knees on the ground. The catch made by Van Ostrin at the 36-yard line. So that's a gain of 6 yards. It's third down and four. Crowder takes a waist-high snap. They're throwing to the middle screen, and it's caught. And on the run goes Campbell, and Campbell's got the first down. A gain of 10 out to the 36-yard line. 3 seconds left to play in the half. Timeout, Lafayette Jeff. But you could see that coming.
Yep.
From up here, it was really easy to see what was happening. The players, not so easy from their level. So now Lafayette Jeff with one timeout that they're probably going to take with them to the halftime locker room with only 3.9 left in the half. Let's see what Pat Shanley has in mind for this final play of the first 24 minutes.
Boy, I hate to be Captain Obvious, but we've got to prepare for anything right here.
Yes. Crowder's got enough arm to throw it down to, I don't know, our 30-yard line, probably the 20.
Right, yep.
But they've got enough quick guys. You could throw little short passes like Concord tried to do at the end of the game last week.
Yeah.
You might have a better chance of getting to the end zone. We'll see. Again, the game or the half, either one, cannot end on a defensive penalty. So keep that in mind. The ball is at the 36-yard line with 3.9 left and Warsaw leading 21-13. One, two, three wide outs on the far side. Adkins is in the backfield to the right of Crowder. Crowder takes a waist-high step, and he's going to bounce it backwards, and they're going to call it incomplete. Why are they calling it incomplete? They're saying it's a forward pass. That's not right. That's not right. Nope. That's an incorrect call. There are still 0.2 seconds left.
That was a backwards pass.
Campbell went ahead and ran it all the way to the end zone for a touchdown, and now Justin Shippey is going to have a conversation with his partner over on the near sidelines. They got that wrong.
They did. I don't think that there's anything they can do about it to rectify it, though.
No, they can't. It's second down. Because what could they do? They can't allow the touchdown because everybody stopped because they blew the whistle.
Right.
I don't even know if they could let him do it over.
No, I don't think they can.
Right, put 3.9 left to make it first down again?
I don't think so.
I think it's got to be second down, and there's 0.2 seconds
right.
left on the clock. Which in football doesn't matter. As long as you have 0.1, you can run a play. And Justin Shippey is going to go over, and basically he's going to apologize to Pat Shanley for what just happened. As much as we want Warsaw to win,
yeah,
that was really unfortunate.
So what happened was quarterback took it out of the shotgun and threw it backwards and bounced it to his slot receiver, who I believe was going to end up throwing it downfield.
Yes. Now, they're calling it a forward pass, and it's going to be second down. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some times you can fix your mistakes. This time, there's nothing anybody could do about that. Blowing his whistle ruined the whole play for Lafayette Jeff.
Yep.
0.2 seconds left. First half. Warsaw leads by 8. Ball at the Jeff 36-yard line, and now whistles. Bart Curtis has a timeout, and he's going to use it, looks like. He wanted to see how Lafayette Jeff was lined up. Are they putting the time back up on the clock? I think they are. Well, if you think about it, let's play this out. If Justin saw that as a forward pass, the ball was dead as soon as it hit the ground.
Correct.
And they probably should put about 3 seconds up on the clock.
I think that ref down here said 2.8, like 2.8. I think that's what
I would
trying.
Buy that. Well, they put the whole 3.9 back up there.
I don't know if that's correct.
Well, it shouldn't be. If they ran a play and they
right.
called an incomplete pass, something should have run off of that. the longer this goes, the more I get nervous about what's coming in this next play. As it is, it's the same scenario, whether it's 2/10 or 3.9, one play left in the half. Warsaw has two guys back deep. Crowder takes the snap. Pressure coming. It's batted down. Batted down by Gabrich, and there's still 9/10 of a second left. Third down and 10 coming up for Lafayette Jeff. Gabrich jumped as high as he could in that short body that's big and strong and batted it backwards, third down and 10.
Well, that's where this clock, whatever you want to call it, mismanagement here, comes back to bite us because the half should be over right now.
It should be. It's correct. 9/10. Again, as long as you have 1/10, you can run a play. They were trying to set up the screen. Three wideouts far side, one on the near. Deep safeties on both sides. Crowder takes a snap, rolling left, looking. Going to fire it over the middle of the far sideline. It's caught. Inbounds to the 50. Now here comes the guy with the ball. That's Adkins running all the way back to the near side, and he's going to flip it backwards. He flips it back to Crowder. Crowder's going to throw it backwards now. We've seen this before in the last week, haven't we? Here comes Van Ostrand. He's to the 48. He'll throw it backwards. It's caught by Adkins. Adkins running left. He's in the middle of the field. He throws it backwards. It's going to roll out of bounds. No, it's going to stay inbounds. And I think Warsaw recovered the ball. They did. Half over. Hey, by the way, guess who recovered it? Grady Nelson. Grady Nelson recovers. And that's it for the first half. Everybody take a big deep breath. 21-13. Warsaw leads at halftime here at Fisher Field. When we come back, we'll give you the first half scoring on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Fisher Field. Warsaw 21, Lafayette Jeff 13. As the number 2 and number 10 team in the state do battle here in a regional championship, hoping for a berth in the semi-state. In the other game in our in the north half of the state in 5A, Valparaiso trails Merrillville 13-7. We're keeping an eye on that one, obviously. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game. If it's Merrillville, it's here. If it's Valpo and Warsaw wins, we're going there. Other scores, Crown Point up 10-0 on Carroll in the first. Also, Mishawaka leads New Prairie 21-0 at halftime. East Noble leads Huntington North 38-17 at halftime. In 3A, Garrett trails Knox 8-7. That's in the second. Lures leads Maconaqua at halftime 17-14. And North Miami trails South Adams 20-14. And that is at halftime. Your thoughts on the Merrillville Valparaiso score? You've been watching our game and keeping one eye on that one, too.
Yeah, it's probably to be expected so far. You know, I think Merrillville probably is the stronger team. Not taking away anything away from Valparaiso, but probably going according to how we probably would have thought.
So those are the scores from other games. Looking out on the field, Mason Smythe is out there doing some extra kicking, getting ready for the second half. Third quarter, he will be kicking off to start the third. He did miss a field goal from 37 yards out that would have put the Tigers up by two scores, but he missed it wide to the left. And again, the wind is blowing on that particular kick, would have been blowing from his left to his right, so it would have leaked out that way, but I don't think the wind had much to do with that.
Probably not. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it certainly didn't help the kick. I think it was going from left to right as it was, but I don't think it was much of a hindrance.
Warsaw 21 and Lafayette Jeff 13. We'll come back with the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Fisher Field, Warsaw 21, Lafayette Jeff 13. The officials have come back out on the field. The teams aren't far behind. Lafayette Jeff is walking around the south end of the track so they can get to their gate and get back out to do their stretching. And it's time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Lafayette Jeff had 8 first downs. They had 7 running plays for just 8 yards. Their quarterback, Crowder, was 13 of 19 passing for 170 yards. So they ran 19 plays and gained 178 yards on those plays. Warsaw with 9 first downs in the first half, 29 running plays for 183 yards. That's over 6 yards a carry. Warsaw quarterbacks were 1 of 3 in the first half for 25 yards. So it's 32 plays for 208 total yards for the Tigers. Warsaw with no turnovers in the first half. Lafayette Jeff with 2, including one that directly led to a Tiger touchdown on the snap back to the punter, which was high. I believe that it was certainly playable, but it was high. And it went through the punter's hands into the end zone, and Dalen Fitzpatrick for the Tigers recovered it. And then there was one other on the far sideline on the very last play of the game, which featured about 10 laterals. So it counts as a fumble. Warsaw recovered. Too bad the Tigers couldn't have scooped that up and scored. That would have been an amazing end to the half. Neither team punted in the first half. Lafayette Jeff was lined up to, and they had the snap exchange with the punter. Warsaw did not punt. They were stopped on fourth down once. 21-13, Warsaw with the lead. Jeff with the ball when we start the third quarter after these words on News Now Warsaw.